see. I may have a teeny-weeny crush on you, Mr. S. And I think you know I do. I've had a crush on you for years now, haven't I? You know I watch you all the time. Playing with your daughter and son. All summer in your garden. And one morning you saw me pouting, wishing I had a pool too. You sent your daughter to come over and get me, so I could play as well. God, we played for hours in that pool. I wish you'd toss me up high like you did with your kids. I wish you'd hug me like that. And I wish I got to be tucked in by you at bedtime. And that's when it all started. That first day I met you, looking all big and strong and playful. Being so kind and sweet with me. Over the years, that little bit of adoration turned into a full-blown crush, Mr. S. It went from me wanting you to be my daddy, to me just wanting you. I kept on wondering if you could see me as anything but your daughter's best friend. What could I do to get Mr. S to look at me like he would a woman? I was nearly fully grown by then. My body had filled out so much. My hormones went into overdrive. And I was panting at the sight of you. I no longer came to visit your daughter and you. I came just for you, Mr. S. In more ways than one. I started turning up when she wasn't around, making excuses to hang about. I made dinner for you when you were too busy with work. I offered to help out around the house. And then one day... One day I offered to wash your car. That was a good day, wasn't it? I washed it so well, didn't I? Oh, but what was I wearing? Oh yeah, I was wearing a sodden white t-shirt. God, I looked so lewd, didn't I? You know I did. You glanced out the window and you couldn't take your eyes off me, could you? Oh, you did when I caught you looking, though. But that look... You look so parched. I loved that look on your face. But when I came inside, all finished, even wetter, you backed away like I was a devil and an angel rolled into one. Like I was wicked and delightful all at once. Did you know how much I wanted you then, Mr. S? Did you know how I'd been hungering for you for years? That day was the first day I gave you a little taste for what was in store, Mr. S. Things became a lot more lewd after that, didn't they? After I knew I'd hooked you that little bit, I came over to visit. More often. Wearing more skimpy clothes. Making all those subtle innuendos. I know. I started talking to your daughter about boys in front of you, didn't I? Though you weren't actually my daddy, Mr. S. You certainly acted like you ruled over me. Trying to impose your demands over me as well as your daughter. Well, it doesn't work like that, does it, Mr. S? You're not my daddy. Or my boyfriend. You're just a dad. I'd really like to fuck. And I know you want to fuck me too, Mr. S. You want to lie my hot little body down on your bed and press it to me, don't you? You want to lick my sweet lips and run your hands all over my body. You want to suck my delightful little nipples into your mouth. And you want to fuck my little cunt so hard. I want that too, Mr. S. So how about I come over in those cute little shorts I saw you iron last week, and you can rip them off me, and then bend me over the dinner table and rail my virgin hole, hmm? Think about it. I know I will.